Well, the federal government's Bureau of Land Management has announced that it's moving its headquarters from Washington, D.C. to Colorado. The decision is controversial, and depending on who you talk to, it will either make the BLM more efficient or give preferential treatment to the fossil fuel industry. Noah Glick of member station KUNR reports.
Grand Junction, Colorado is where the BLM is setting up its new base. The mid-sized town of about 63,000 people is named for the meeting spot of the mighty Colorado and Gunnison Rivers. A city tourism video puts it like this.
Grand Junction is where the Rocky Mountains give way to the natural beauty of the Southwest, and the differences are dramatic. There's nowhere else like it. Just look around and you can
By the end of next year, 27 BLM staffers are scheduled to move from the nation's capital to this idyllic town halfway between Denver and Salt Lake City. And hundreds more will be scattered across the West. Grand Junction Mayor Rick Taggart says the shakeup will give his city a stronger political voice.
As a smaller city in western Colorado, we're not as well known. And because of that, sometimes we don't have the voice even in our state government that we'd like to have.
Industry also stands to benefit. According to Jeremy Gelman, an assistant professor of political science at the University of Nevada, Reno, where he studies congressional partisanship and agenda setting.
So in the case of BLM, mining interests, logging companies, farmers, ranchers, their locus of power, their sort of epicenter of where most of their people are is out west. And Republicans want those folks easy access to BLM when regulations are being written.
And some of those folks will be close, very close. The Grand Junction headquarters will be in the same building as a corporate office for Chevron, Laramie Energy, an oil and gas producer, and a Colorado State Oil and Gas Association office. In a statement, a BLM spokesperson said any suggestion that the location was chosen to give select interest groups special access is, quote, flagrant and ironic. Gelman says it's hard to know the intentions behind the decision. But overall, he says there's no doubt the move will make it easier for industry interests to access BLM bureaucrats, and harder for national environmental groups.
For really big stuff, you're going to expect all the big players to show up. But for the smaller day-to-day stuff, who you're hearing from, what's important, what's not important, that sort of access does matter. It's not everything, but it does sort of tilt the playing field a little bit to who can talk to those bureaucrats and who can get that face-to-face time.
That's a selling point for Utah Congressman Rob Bishop. He's the ranking Republican on the House Natural Resources Committee. He says moving the BLM out west will put agents closer to the lands they manage and the interests of those lands.
Having people on the ground who have the ability of making the final decision, not just having a job there locally, but also having the ability of making those decisions, that's going to be a net plus. That's going to benefit people.
Not everyone agrees. Many BLM employees have expressed frustration over the move. And the investigative nonprofit ProPublica reported that since mid-July, 11 BLM employees have already quit, with more resignations expected to come. That has some Democrats and environmental groups worried that losing these seasoned staffers could further strengthen the influence of the oil and gas industry. But Bishop doesn't buy that.
Why could simply the gas and oil industry have more influence than, say, an environmental group that's out there or a cattle ranger that's out there? I mean, I'm sorry, that's an argument that you come up with to try and find some reason to stop a logical move from going forward. There is no merit to that.
The rationale for it is hard to figure out. In fact, I don't think there is one.
That's House Natural Resources Committee Chairman Raul Grijalva, a Democrat.
Given the track record of this administration, particularly the Department of Interior, that seem to be whole bet on making sure that gas and oil are taken care of and the fossil fuel industry is taken care of above anything else.
Grijalva says his committee has not been given enough information on the types of jobs moving west, and he's concerned about decision-making positions being so far away from Congress.
The last thing you want is little fiefdoms in each state making their own decisions and doing their own procedures. And I think that's part of the intention, to allow a state that is all for extraction and nothing else to have the freedom to do that without any oversight by the federal government to the law and to other requirements.
Grijalva says he's prepared to issue subpoenas if the committee doesn't get the information it's looking for. The House and Senate have both refused to provide funding for the move in the latest budget, but a Department of Interior spokesperson says the relocation is moving forward using funding previously approved by Congress. The BLM could be in its new home by the end of next year. For Here and Now, I'm Noah Glick.
And Noah's story comes to us from the Mountain West News Bureau.